Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our First Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening and talk through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to call 319-527-6204 at 7 p.m. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God.
together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
Praise be to God. Elohim Chassidy, which means God of mercy. In Psalms 59 and 10 says, my God, Elohim, in his loving kindness, Chassidy, will meet me. God will let me look triumphantly upon my foes. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Elohim Chassidy, you know how I am formed. You remember that I am dust. In your loving kindness, you show me mercy. From everlasting to everlasting, your love is with those who fear you, and your righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep your covenant, Elohim chastity. You show favor to your people, and you have restored many from captivity. You have forgiven our iniquity and covered all of our sin. In your mercy, you have withdrawn your fury and turned away from your burning anger. Surely your salvation is near to those who fear you, that your glory may dwell in our hearts and in our land. Your loving kindness, the truth, have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. And for that, we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto is taken from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that is why we are here on this program every day from Tuesday to Saturdays to pray one for another. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, Lord, you greater. Greater than all, greater than all, your
Amen. Praise God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Come to Me. Amen. Praise be to God. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, where it does say, this is the message we have heard from him and declared to you. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Praise be to God. My second scripture reading is coming from Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. And it said, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Praise be to God. And my third scripture reading is coming from Philippians 4 and 8. And it says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, think about such things. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title is Come to Me with Your Defenses Down, ready to be blessed and filled with my presence. Relax and feel the relief of being totally open and authentic with me. You have nothing to hide and nothing to disclose because I know everything about you already. Praise be to God. You can have no other relationship like this one. Take time to savor its richness, basking in my golden light. One of the worst consequences of the fall is the elaborated barriers, people erect between themselves and others. Blockades abound in the world, even in my body, the church. Sometimes church is the last place where people feel free to be themselves. They cover up with Sunday clothes and Sunday smiles. They feel relief when they leave because of the strain of false fellowship. The best antidote to this artificial atmosphere is practicing my presence at church. Let your primary focus be communing with me, worshiping me, glorifying me. Then you will be able to smile at others with my joy and love them with my love. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing unto you, as it was on to me. Praise God. Let us pray. Elohim Cassidy, again, God of mercy. I confess that sometimes I make light of your mercy. Because of your mercy, I have been given a second chance. After second chance, you have shown me forgiveness withheld the full consequences that my action deserves. Forgive me for not acknowledging the power of your mercy, for not remembering what you have spared me from, and for not giving you the full devotion of my heart. Restore me, Lord, God of mercy, for you have turned your indignation away from me. Revive me again that I may rejoice in you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And it is as simple as that. All you have to do is call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting. At 7 o'clock, our very own First Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our Bible study and Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wilkinson. Hallelujah.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. praise number. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Amen. Praise be to God. Elohim Cassidy, thank you for showing me your loving kindness. Thank you for granting me salvation, not only for eternity, but also in history. Thank you for speaking peace and mercy to your people, to your godly ones. Thank you for showing me mercy and empowering me to turn away from folly. I'm grateful that your truth and mercy springs from the earth and that your compassion looks down from heaven. Indeed, Elohim Cassidy, you will give what is good for me, and my life will yield its produce. Mercy and peace go before you, preparing I can follow. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, this is simple. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh, God.
No matter what the
time,
Somebody gotta cry out, Jesus,
sustain.
Sometimes you gotta call him
Jesus.
You gotta call on him.
Sustaining me.
My Lord.
Jesus. Sustain.
Oh yes, he does.
Sustains me.
Late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me.
When I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me.
Trouble.
God is sustaining.
Trouble all the night.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you breathe.
God is sustaining me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, as we're getting ready to come to the ending of this part of our program and getting ready to go into our lesson for this evening, so while we are waiting on our speaker, I will play one selection while we're waiting. Amen. Praise be to God.
I am the creator. I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, can stand. I am healer, mender of broken hearts. just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am. For I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby. She laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed, but
right now, but
I am. My body's racking with pain, but I am. Somebody say, God says, and say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can be peace.
Amen. Praise be to God again. We are waiting on our speaker for this evening. And while we are waiting, I will play a short selection. Praise God.
Escapes my mind, the grace you've shown towards me. I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. Follow me, I still can't believe how you never let me go, how you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me. Thank you.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's realize this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem,
the problem may be,
he's in control,
he's in control, and he knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory, cause
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him and I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
he's in control,
he's in control, and he knows everything.
I mean, you know that you got the victory.
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him I live, move, and have my
say
king.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
come
peace.
On, lift them up with him.
Oh, let's rejoice, rejoice, and shout
out to why, when you come to
control. He's in control, and he
knows everything.
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may
be. Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with
us. He's in control, and he knows everything.
I have the
victory, for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live.
If you believe that,
my
sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, lift him up.
Oh, lift him up, rejoice.
And shout unto him.
And shout unto him.
The Lord you called him.
We have cause to triumph.
And we know we will rule in the end. Say it again. Lift the people.
Oh, lift him up, rejoice.
Come on, someone shout.
And shout
with the voice of triumph tonight.
We have cause to triumph. And we know we will rule.
He dwells in the midst of his people. So God, as we lift your name, we lift you high in all the earth. Let's do it together, all of the sinners, all over the world.
Lift him up.
Come on, sing it.
Lift him up.
Lift him up.
Lift him up.
Higher and higher.
Higher and higher.
Come on, that's where are you?
Lift him up.
That don't mind singing it.
Lift him up.
Come on, sing it. Lift him up.
Praise be to God. Lift him up higher and higher. Again, While we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will continue playing our inspirational music until our speaker arrives. Amen. Praise be to God.
Thy foot to be moved, for that he would see. He will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. And know the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My gentlemen, my sister, see.
Every day, every day, every day. and is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen. He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yeah. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes. Rest my head, but God is bigger. Hey, yeah. So I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible.
at your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Don't say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Able. Say able.
Able.
Yes, he is.
Able.
Oh, able.
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 No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. My scripture reading for this evening is coming from Psalms 24, verses 1 through 12. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And the theme for this chapter is God's living presence is our greatest joy. His radiant presence helps us grow in strength, grace, and glory. Amen. Verse 1 says in Psalms 84, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord with my whole being, body, and soul. I will shout joyfully to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow builds her nest and raises her young. At a place near your altar, O Lord of heaven's armies, my King and my God, what joy for those who can live in your house, away, always singing your praises. Interlude. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who has set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. O Lord God of heaven's armies, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Jacob. Interlude. O God, look with favor upon the king, our shield. Show favor to the one you have anointed. A single day in your courts is better than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. O Lord of heaven's armies, what joy for those who trust in you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. So the writer was longing to get away from the busy world to meet God inside his dwelling place, his holy temple. We can meet God anywhere at any time. But we know that going into a church building can help us step aside from the busy mainstreams of life so we can quietly meditate and pray. We find joy and strength not only in prayers, music, lessons, and sermons, but also in fellowshipping with other believers in a special place. The pilgrimage to the temple passed through the barren valley of weeping. No specific valley has been identified. The weeping may have been a symbolic reference to the times of struggles and tears through which people must pass on their way to meet God. Growing strong in God's presence is often preceded by a journey through barren places in our lives. The person who loves to spend time with God will see his or her adversity as an opportunity to experience God's faithfulness even more deeply. If you are walking through your own valley of weeping today, be sure your pilgrimage leads toward God, not away from him. Praise be to God. For God does not promise to give us everything we think is good, but he will not withhold what is permanently good. He will give us the means to walk along his path. But we must do the walking when we obey him. He will not hold anything back that will help us serve him. Amen. And that is our scriptural reading for this evening. Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection. Continue to play our inspirational music until our time runs out. Amen. Praise be to God.
Yeah. I don't know where, I don't know where, I don't know how, but my God will deliver me. I don't know where, I don't know where, I don't know how, but my God will deliver me. Lord, I have no other hope but you. 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 So when the dawn comes and there's no light in, and I'm feeling lost, I know you can deliver me. Even if my heart breaks and my back's against the wall and there's no one here, even then you can deliver me. Cause Lord, I have no other hope for you.
Yeah!
Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our program for this evening. God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. And tune in tomorrow, p.m., when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. All to the glory of God. Good night, everybody. Shalom, and we love you.